This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House is planning to again revoke press credentials for CNN correspondent Jim Acosta when a judge's restraining order allowing him access to the building expires at the end of this month. The Trump administration had blocked him from entering the White House grounds after his testy exchange with the president 2 weeks ago during a news conference. But a Trump-appointed federal judge agreed with CNN that the ban likely violated Acosta's constitutional rights of freedom of press and imposed a 2-week restraining order against the White House, banning him from the White House grounds. The network said, however, that soon after the order was handed down, the White House told Acosta it would reinstate the ban as soon as it expires November 30th. Nearly 1,000 people remain unaccounted for in the western U.S. state of California, although authorities have been able to determine that 300 are safe after the deadliest wildfire in the state's history swept through. Edith Hull, who grew up in Paradise, California, which has been hardest hit by the wildfires, says she recognized many people at a vigil, making it very emotional.
It's a lot older people that might be, you know, teachers that I used to have growing up. I'm worried about a lot of them and a lot of my friends.
The official death toll rose to 77 people on Sunday. The Buett County Sheriff's Office said that so far, authorities have identified 67 of the dead. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan sharply criticized President Trump Monday for questioning Pakistan's anti-terror efforts, saying Washington is making Islamabad a scapegoat for U.S. failures in Afghanistan. In an interview that aired Sunday on the U.S. network Fox News, Mr. Trump defended his decision to withhold hundreds of millions of dollars in military aid to Pakistan. The president went on to accuse Pakistan of sheltering al-Qaeda chief Osama bin Laden before he was captured and killed. This is VOA News. Nissan chairman and CEO Carlos Ghosn is to be dismissed after an internal investigation triggered by a whistleblower. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Nissan says chairman Carlos Ghosn has been arrested and will be dismissed after he allegedly underreported his income by millions of dollars and engaged in other misconduct, including personal use of company assets. The 64-year-old Ghosn's compensation has been an issue over the years, though it was considered high by Japan's moderate standards for executive pay. Ghosn is credited with helping engineer a remarkable turnaround at Nissan over the past two decades, resuscitating the Japanese automaker from near bankruptcy after he was sent in by Renault. Nissan confirms Ghosn was arrested after being questioned by Tokyo prosecutors. I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. President Trump says he has been fully briefed on an audio recording of the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi inside Riyadh's consulate in Istanbul last month.
We have the tape. I don't want to hear the tape. No reason for me to hear the tape.
Why don't you want to hear it, sir?
Because it's a suffering tape. It's a terrible tape. I've been fully briefed on it.
Mr. Trump said the U.S. government would release its findings on the October 2nd killing of Khashoggi on Tuesday. The State Department said no final conclusions have been reached, although some U.S. news accounts have reported that the Central Intelligence Agency has concluded that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, Riyadh's de facto leader, ordered that killing. British Prime Minister Theresa May vowed Monday to stick to her contentious draft European Union divorce known as Brexit, as dissenting lawmakers in her own party tried to trigger a leadership challenge.
It was never going to be easy or straightforward, and the final stage was always going to be the toughest. But we have in view a deal that will work for the UK. And let no one be in any doubt, I am determined to deliver it.
Since striking a deal, May has faced the most perilous crisis of her premiership, with several ministers, including a Brexit minister, resigning. The EU is due to hold a summit to discuss the draft deal on November 25th. Some Brexit-supporting ministers are reported to want to rewrite parts of it, though Germany has ruled that out. A new United Nations survey finds that opium cultivation in Afghanistan has decreased by 20% in 2018 compared to last, citing a severe drought and falling prices of dry opium. However, UN Office on Drugs and Crime Representative Mark Calhoun says despite these decreases, the overall area under opium poppy cultivation is still the highest ever recorded, citing threats to the entire global economy. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.